change me. So then, okay, so there's that part. So then if I want to change something, then I, like, I don't want to really be over water that much, do I? And I don't necessarily want to go this way to Key West. That's over the Everglades or nothing that way. So I might want to change my thing. So I might want to just tap it, move it over here like that. Or maybe something like that. And I can either pick an intersection or whatever it is there. Boca Raton Airport sounds like a good idea. And it will, then I go back to my flight plan, it will have inserted that into the flight plan, right? So you can just drag and drop it. You can, it's called rubber banding. You can do whatever you want. So that's kind of the way we do it. I just want to show you that's a feature, right? Also, in my flight plan, I chose an altitude. What? Yes, I did. Yeah, I'll show you. 3,500 feet is what I picked right here. You can pick whatever you want, but you can just tap it and change it if you want to. And you can make it VFR or IFR. At the bottom, you see an option to do VFR or IFR. Then it won't. That's VFR. So an IFR will have just the IFR altitude. So there's that. Okay, so we got that. All right, so just as a basic flight plan, let me show you some of the other features that I was going to show you within ForeFlight for the advanced stuff and for teaching. If you're a teacher, you'll like this. But even if you're not, I think you can really appreciate how you can get a really good go, no-go decision pretty quickly with ForeFlight. So a couple things. Let's look here. Just a few more stops along the road. So suppose that your student has this flight plan. They've designed it, and they want you to review it. Well, how are you going to do that, right? So do you have you look at their iPad? No, you can actually send your flight plan to somebody else.